Good morning to you all. I welcome you all very much this morning and delighted to be here to launch the Amoric research. Saint Valentine is probably one of the best venerated and revered saints in the Roman calendar. And strange to say, we don't officially celebrate his feast in our church tradition. Next Saturday, as couples exchange greetings and gifts to mark Saint Valentine's Day, the church will be celebrating two great patrons of Europe, Cyril and Methodius. So who was Valentine? Little, in fact, is known about him. He was a 3rd century Roman saint, associated for centuries with all matters concerning love, commitment, and relationships, which is exactly the job spec that Accord, the Catholic Marriage Care Service, perfectly addresses. The life of Saint Valentine is dearth enough in detail. We do know he was martyred and buried at a cemetery on the Via Flaminia in the north of Rome. While the information about him may indeed be sparse, the work, commitment and dedication of Accord is known and appreciated by many people the length and breadth of Ireland. Married couples celebrating their silver, golden or diamond wedding anniversaries are rarely thought of as revolutionaries. Yet according to Pope Francis, that is what they are. Aware that faithful and lifelong marriage is regarded by many as out of fashion, Pope Francis urged millions attending World Youth Day in Brazil a year and a half ago to swim against the tide and rebel against a culture that sees everything as temporary, a culture which says it is not worth making a lifelong commitment because we do not know what tomorrow will bring. There is no doubt that in many parts of the world, attitudes to marriage and the family have changed dramatically in recent years, including here in Ireland. So much so that many commentators, including Pope Francis, have spoken of marriage and the family as being in crisis. Accord speaks to this crisis through our work operating out of 55 centres, with 936 committed professional volunteers being the face of Accord throughout the island of Ireland, north and south. Accord has been the Church's agency supporting marriage and family life since it was established under its former name, CMAC, in 1962. The first of our specialised areas of work is our marriage preparation programme, Marriage, a Journey, Not a Destination. It's on one such Accord course that Leona and Paul, whom you met earlier, will register shortly. No doubt it will benefit hugely, both of them, in their preparation for marriage in June 2016, which will take place in the Church of Saints Peter and Paul in Dunboyne. The second main area of Accord's work that addresses very strongly the crisis Pope Francis speaks of is our marriage and relationship counselling service. When an Accord counsellor meets a couple for the first time, there can be a lot of anger, a lot of distress, and a huge amount of complex tension. Whether it is in these pre-Valentine days or at any time, if the love can't be found, for whatever the reason, Accord is there to help. Sadly, the foundations of some relationships are weak from the outset. In a number of instances, Accord has found that some couples are sliding into a relationship rather than deciding to be in a long-term committed relationship. Accord, as the pastoral agency of the Church, has never been in a better place to explain to human reason the spiritual wisdom and the immense social benefit that underpins our teaching on marriage, sexuality and family. This is exactly what the Irish bishops set out in our recent pastoral statement, The Meaning of Marriage. We've never been in a better position than we are today to show all that the Church says about marriage and the family is life-giving, life-affirming, and focused on the good of spouses, children, and society. We have never been in a better position than we are today to show that whereas much of our contemporary culture exploits the human body and sexuality, the Church celebrates, cherishes, and respects the dignity of the human body and the tenderness, beauty, and sensuality of sexual life within marriage. We are also well placed to explain that whereas so much of our contemporary throwaway culture rejects the generative integrity of our sexual nature, the Church celebrates the wonderful and astonishing gift of every new and unique life that flows exclusively from the generative capacity and complementarity of a father and a mother. Much of our contemporary culture commodifies children and relegates their best interests to a less important level than the interests of adults. The Church, in her teaching and tradition on marriage and the family, gives priority to the welfare of children and to the right of every child to know and, where possible, to be loved and brought up by his or her biological mother and father. The sacrament of marriage reflects the union between Christ and the Church, one man, one woman, united in Christ in faithful love. No law, no referendum can alter the true nature and meaning of marriage. Marriage has always recognised sexual differences and the complementarity of the sexes. This is because society recognises the importance of the setting in which new human life, new members of society, come into existence. It is of vital importance to society that the definition of marriage is protected, sustained, and supported. It is interesting that the survey by Amoric Research, which I'm delighted to launch today for Accord, illustrates this very fact with a key finding. 65% of Irish adults agree that a child is more likely to grow up happy if raised in a home with a loving mother and father. Another finding worth noting from the Amoric Research is that 61% of Irish adults agree that the couple who marry should make a lifelong commitment to one another, to be broken only under extreme circumstances. I highlight this aspect of the research because when the same question was asked in 2006, the figure was only 56%. Therefore, despite evidence of uncertainty and even rejection by some of traditional marriage, the percentile who see it as a lifelong commitment has increased in the past 8 years. Accord is privileged to be trusted by the Irish people to care for marriage and family life through our schools work, our marriage preparation programmes, and our counselling and our personal enrichment courses. We in Accord look forward to continuing this service as an agency of the Irish bishops long into the future. St. Valentine, pray for us. St. Cyril and Methodius, pray for us. St. Scholastica, pray for us. I'm delighted to launch the Amoric Research, and I'm delighted to welcome Gerard now, who'll break down some aspects of that research for us.